Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
All right, we've got to start the program with this tonight. And South Africans are entering winter with less light and less warmth. And don't need to tell you, probably a lot less money. There's a new survey out by Debt Rescue, and this is worrying. 86% of households could not afford electricity even before April's 12.7% tariff hike. Now with a VAT increase looming, and we're still not sure which way that's going to go, as well as food, fuel and interest costs already biting, many consumers are bracing for what may be the toughest winter yet. We're going to explore this in a little more detail. I'm joined by Neil Roots. He's been on the program before, Chief Executive Officer of Debt Rescue. Neil, a very warm welcome, and I want to cut straight to it. That figure of 86% is worrying. Couldn't afford electricity. What do you think the next couple of months are going to look like for so many people who've been afflicted?
Hi, Jeremy. I think it doesn't look good for consumers because the situation is just not getting better. This is just the electricity hikes that we're looking at, but this is on top of interest rates affecting people, prices of goods and services that went up over the past couple of months and years, salaries not going up in line with all these price increases. So it's really going to be tough for consumers to adjust to this, and especially the poorest of the poor, because there's just no leeway for them. Other people can implement measures to deal with that, like drafting budgets and sticking to those budgets and making sure that they make provisions for all these price increases. But there's a lot of people in South Africa, unfortunately, who just cannot afford to pay anything more or save any more money for all these price increases.
And Neil, the tragedy of all of this is that prepaid electricity has become the only option for so many people. But would it be fair to say that the system also punishes the poor by disconnecting them once their money runs out?
Well, yes, to a certain degree that can be said, because people now obviously have to choose basically between either having food on the table or having their electricity on. So one can argue that electricity must be paid for, and it cannot just be given away for free. But I do feel that a subsidy can be given to households under a certain threshold, because it's just impossible for them to keep the lights on and have food on the table.
So where does this leave people in terms of the debt hole that they're likely to fall into?
Well, it just makes the situation more difficult, because a lot of people in South Africa are living on that knife's edge, where electricity price hikes like this will push them over the edge, becoming over indebted and then falling into this debt trap. But we are very fortunate in South Africa in that we have a lot of remedies available for people to use. The most well-known is in the form of debt counseling, in terms of the National Credit Act, which has proven itself over the years, where it's helped thousands of people to pay off their debt without losing their assets. So this help is out there, and people should just make use of it.
But at this point, would you sense that we're at something of a tipping point now, given that rising costs, as you've referenced, as well as stagnant wages, which we haven't spoken about, are leading to very dangerous levels of personal debt? Are we maybe almost over the cliff?
Yeah, yes, one can definitely argue that we are at a tipping point, and it's just getting, very bad for consumers out there because of all these increases. But we've been in this situation for so long, and it's just getting worse and worse. And that's why it's so important for Eskom and NERSA to realize that there's so many people who just cannot afford all these price increases, because people have been suffering in South Africa for years now. So we've reached this tipping point, in my opinion, a long time ago, but now it's just getting worse and worse.
And Neil, the argument that Eskom and the regulator NERSA puts forward is that they're currently modernizing tariff structures. So what would your response be? Do you think this is good reform, or is it just more of a detachment from poor South Africans?
Yeah, the intent is good, but it's almost too little too late. It's not bringing the relief that the poorest of the poor need at this time. So the low-income households will be hit hard. because of all this tariff hike.
So we've been talking about electricity, but what we haven't referenced yet is value-added tax. Now, we still don't know whether there's going to be an implementation as far as that is concerned on the 1st of May. But let's assume that in one way or another, and whether it's on May the 1st or later, that does go up. Again, it's going to be a double whammy in many respects. The knock-on effect for low-income households is going to be tremendous, given that they're already under the pressure that you've referenced.
100%, because something like that obviously impacts everything, all goods and services. So the consumers, and especially the lower-income people, are going to feel it dramatically because of the fact that it's going to be have an impact on everything that they buy or pay for, or most of the things that they pay for. But that does not mean that their salaries will go up in line with that. So this, together with the electricity increase, is just going to hit consumers very, very hard.
So, Neil, you're very close to the coalface as far as South Africans are concerned when they are in some degree of financial difficulty. Have you applied your mind then to the kind of structural economic shifts that are needed to protect working class South Africans, again, given this relentless cost of living squeeze?
Yes, I think what it does come down to is financial education, because, yeah, sure, we can ask government to help us, and there's so many things that government can do for us. But I think what the public should do is to educate themselves in terms of how to deal with their finances, how to draw up budgets, how to save for difficult times, how to distinguish between good debt and bad debt, and these kind of things. For me, the main reason, one of the main reasons why South Africans are struggling so much is because of the fact that they're not financially literate. And so there's financial education will take us very far in helping us to deal with these difficult economic circumstances.
And that makes perfect sense. But the reality of the situation is we're just not very good either in absorbing the messages of financial education, or we're just really bad at planning. And probably the case in point here is the spending spree that so many people went on when the two-pot retirement system came into effect.
100%. And the unfortunate thing is that that wasn't coupled with financial education. It wasn't coupled with teaching people how to spend this money that they now are going to be able to access, and also plan for the day that they retire. Because what is going to happen when these people going to retire one day? Now they're sitting in a situation where they might feel that they need some access or access to their money that's saved up. But now they still have a chance to make any other plan, like getting another job, an extra job, or an extra income, or cut on their expenses. But if they reach the age of 65, then it's going to be more difficult if they face a situation where there's not enough money in the pot available for them anymore, and there's nothing else that they would be able to do.
Well, some good advice there tonight, and maybe the big takeout is that all of us need to apply a little more long-term thinking, I imagine. Neil Roots, always good talking to you, Chief Executive Officer of Debt Rescue. No doubt we'll have a conversation later in the year. I do appreciate your time, and have a good Easter break.
Thanks, Jeremy. You too.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.